down. Until tomorrow, I'll just keep moving on. So if you want to join me for a while, just grab your hat, we'll travel like that's old style. Maybe tomorrow I'll want to settle down. Until tomorrow, I'll just keep moving on.
The following is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program, celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.
Kids, yeah. Sadly, we are bell free tonight. Bells have been preempted for sad news. Of course, I'm sure every regular listener to this show is quite well aware that we lost our friend Raul Malo from the Mavericks this past Monday. Following a two-night tribute show to him down in Nashville. Boy, when cancer takes you, it doesn't mess around, does it? No. But tonight we'll be celebrating the music and the soul of Raul. Got a few stories, got some remembrances, and we got a whole lot of music. It'll be equal parts tearful and dancing up a sweat. So, yeah, it's going to get wet either way you look at it here tonight on the Twine Trust.
Fly.
Live in Winnipeg. Yes, indeed. Burt and Cummings Theater 2019. The Mavericks. With All You Ever Do Is Bring Me Down. Speaking of bringing us down, gosh, yeah, we lost Raul on Monday. He'd been suffering with cancer pretty steady for a good solid year, but he was able to keep it at bay. I mean, there was shows had to get canceled and rescheduled and stuff, but, you know, every month or so, he'd be doing shows, and then all of a sudden, it grabbed on and did not let go, and yeah, we lost him on Monday. It's a big two-night tribute show to him, for him, in Nashville this past weekend. You could watch it on the Nugs site. Yeah, I think you can still get it if you want, and it's well worth your while. We got a little group of folks together, and we watched it both nights, back-to-back on Sunday. It was, you know, I mean, all the songs, it was all his songs. It was all the songs you'd expect to see at a Mavericks show. And it was great, but clearly something was missing. And, I mean, even the folks who did really proud by him, you know, and they were into it, no doubt about it, but, you know, wasn't the same. We here on the Twang Trust been massive Mavericks fanatics ever since the very first time we've seen them. Back in, I believe it was 1994, something like that. We had just discovered them, me and the missus, and found out at the last second that they were playing in Grand Forks at the Chester Fritz Auditorium. So we, it was like, you know, we found out about it and the show was like the next day or something. So tickets had been on sale for ages. And we were right at the very back of the place, but we didn't care. It was awesome. It was before the days of, you know, the only row that matters. Although we did, I did sneak up. We smuggled in a camera, and I thought it was going to be great. And I thought, oh, I'm gonna worm my way up front, and I did. And I thought, oh, I'm gonna get some great photos. And this is back in the days of film camera. And I guess we had hastily loaded the film into the camera. And I thought I was getting all these great shots. In fact, I was getting great shots, no doubt about it. But then we had the film developed. And every shot I took was taken on the exact same frame of the film. So we had like 40 shots, one on top of the other. So, yeah. You know, if we'd done like two, you do two shots like that, sometimes it can come out kind of cool. You do 40 of them, it ain't worth your while to get it developed, no. But that was the start of a long relationship we had with the band. And gosh, you know, the record, of course, that everybody was thrilled about at the time, the Oh What a Thrill and What a Crying Shame. I remember the first time I heard What a Crying Shame, I remember listening to that song like 10 times in a row. It was just so great, you couldn't stop it, you had to hear it again and again. And you know, it was back in the days of, you know, occasional greatness in the mainstream country. And didn't last that long. And the Mavs kind of started off, you know, as good as it ever got for them commercially. And, you know, some of the reviews or some of the eulogies you're reading about Raul in real mainstream places will comment on that. Says, oh, they peaked in, you know, the mid-90s with this one record. And, of course, if you have half a clue, you know that was the starting point. And they just went into the stratosphere from there. Raul was a guy, I mean, success to him meant that he could break down some fences and trample over whatever norms the industry was forcing upon them. And genres be damned. And the guy could pull off anything, let's face it. How many vocalists can you think of that could seriously do opera if they wanted?
Que bella cosa.
Oh, so good. Hi, Winnipeg. This is Raul Malo from the Mavericks, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Rosa blanca.
Cual si fuera un día que le falta el sol. Si tiera, por favor.
someone leaving, someone behind. That can't be a guarantee. There'll be no one else for me. Oh, oh. Let's not say
Hi, this is Raul Malo from the Mavericks, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Spends all my money and wears all my favorite clothes. She looks kind of funny wearing that ring in her nose. Well, she always has to drive everywhere we go. And she's got a four-lane highway running through the middle of my soul. I think she knows the way to my heart, she does. I think she knows the way to my heart, she does. She never hears the thing I say, but it really doesn't matter, 'cause I love her anyway. said she loves me whenever someone mentioned my name. I've never heard her, I know it's true just the same. Well, her friends are all crazy, and man, they are lazy as hell. While they're always around, and maybe it's just as well. I think she knows the way to my heart, she does. I think she knows the way to my heart, she does. She never hears a thing I say, but it really doesn't matter, 'cause I love her anyway.
From power pop to opera and back again, Raoul Mallow and the Mavericks. That's a kind of an obscure B-side from back in the day called She Does. You know who else does? Santa!
Who knows when you've been nice or naughty, Santa does. Hey, Winnipeg, Merry Christmas from Whitney Rose. You're under the mistletoe with Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Hey Winnipeg, Merry Christmas from John Hyatt. You're under the mistletoe with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Hey, Merry Christmas, party till the cows come home.
Hi, this is Raul Malo from the Mavericks, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Yeah, you are. We just heard a few from the Mavericks' Christmas album, Hey Merry Christmas. This is supposed to be week two of the Twang Trust Christmas juggernaut, and I guess it still is. From this fabulous record, and as Christmas records go, they don't get much better than this, let me tell you. We heard title track there, Hey Merry Christmas. We heard the creepy and sexy Santa Wants to Take You for a Ride, and Santa Does at the top of that set. Yes, indeed. We played a bunch of stuff before that we didn't tell you anything about either. Probably should. Played an old B-side from a UK CD single.